news that has created a massive pouring of support in the Irish community, and one that has a very tight time frame, and an opportunity for all of us to do something practical. The Malachy McAllister, now close to 30 years ago, he fled his birthplace with his young family, and indeed arrived in the States about, first went in Canada, and then he arrived in the United States 2 decades ago following a turmoil in his life, going back to the troubles in Ireland. But he came to the United States with his family following a death attempt from the Loyalist death squads, who shot 26 bullets into his Belfast home. And that's while the McAllister children were inside. He has been a staunch advocate of the Good Friday Agreement, and Malachy McAllister owns 2 businesses. He provides employment to 14 U.S. workers, and his community ties, indeed, are very strong, and at this point, there is a national campaign of support from the Ancient Order of Hibernians and indeed from Irish American organizations and individuals. You know, he's here's the problem. 16 days from today, on April 25th, he's been served with imminent deportation, an order from the U.S. government authorities, ICE, and he's been told to show up on April 25th with a small bag. Yeah, wouldn't want to be dragging anything heavy, might inconvenience our U.S. State Department, show up in a small bag, and he is going to be deported right back to the area where his family and his entire family would and could and maybe, were it not for his fleeing with his family to Ireland, they'd be all dead and gone long ago, thanks to the Loyalist death squads. We're going to we'll have a brief conversation with Malachy McAllister. Congressman Joe Crowley, he first of all is the vice chair of the Democratic caucus, and that's in the U.S. Congress, and he's served since 1998. He also serves on the Ways and Means Committee, and is co-chair of the Ad Hoc Committee on Irish Affairs, leads a bipartisan effort with Congressman Peter King and Congressman Bill Pascrell of New Jersey. And basically, they are putting the pressure on ICE, which is the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, to take immediate action and suspend the deportation order against Malachy McAllister. All of that good stuff is happening, but we are in a position to turn up the heat, so to speak. We'll have music, and friends, we again want to welcome you to Irish Radio, Irish Radio Network USA, the Flannelly Show, live from New York. And actually, what we want to do, Anya Sheridan is the executive producer, And she has arranged that we go live to Malachy McAllister. And we want to welcome one more time to the program, Malachy McAllister. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Adrian.
I think the Irish community throughout the years, because any extension of time that you've had here over the last almost two decades has been tempered with extensions that even at the last minute came to fruition, and then you were all right for the next year. This one is very different. This one is extremely threatening, and there is nothing more final than being served, as you have been, with a deportation order to show up on April 25th. Can you give us, Malachy, you know, the progression and why this year and this order is different from all others?
Well, Adrian, I'm still perplexed. I don't know why this came through all of a sudden, since I've had deferred action from 2006 on a yearly basis. So it came as a great shock, and, you know, we're just at a loss here to know why this decision has been made, especially since I've been here 20 years. I have a very clean record. I've done nothing wrong. In fact, I've been the model citizen, and, you know, what else can be asked of a person, you know?
And you have been, let me just add to that, that as an advocate for the Good Friday Agreement, you have received, you know, and you have been to the forefront of that effort. And if anything brings the United States and Ireland closer together, it has been America's involvement in, you know, in the Good Friday Agreement. What has happened lately? There was some notification. This deportation order did not come out of the woodwork. You had some indication that something was going on in Belfast. What was it?
Well, Adrian, as you know, I've been out of Belfast now 28 years, and I received a call, let's say several weeks ago, from the PSNI, informed me that my
case... That's the Police Service of Northern Ireland. Okay.
The Police Service of Northern Ireland, saying that my case has been reopened, the investigation into the attempted murder, if you will, or the assassination attempt on my family and I. So that was extremely disturbing to hear that after all this time. And more so, I received a letter to confirm that, and also a letter from the Ombudsman to suggest that they're going to be inquiring. This is the historical investigations unit that is about to open up and inquire into these cases throughout the north of collusion. So I was also advised that they will be looking into the aspects of the case with respect to the Desmond De Silva report. And say all of this came as a total out of the blue shock to me. I was aware that my case was formed part of the investigation into recent cases in the north, in particular the Pat Finucane inquiry, where Desmond De Silva was inquiring into collusion between security forces and loyalist paramilitaries. I was named, not actually named in that report, but I was down as T12, which is target 12, and it clearly points out that my house was attacked by armed the loyalists at that particular time. That was the 2nd of October 1988. And it's clear to me that, you know, that the security forces played a role there and states quite categorically that Brad Nelson provided the information, my photograph, provided the weapon that was used in the attack, and also provided this taxi for the attack to take place. So this information has been filtering through now over the course of the last couple of years. And my lawyer retrieved this information and put it together into a request to the Department of Homeland Security to reopen my case based on the new information. Now, they have rejected that, but even notwithstanding that additional information, we have received further information in the past year or so that clearly shows that now that there's someone apparently going to be arrested for this incident. And, you know, the concern is that here all this has opened up again, and I'm not in a great position here. Obviously, I'm trying to struggle to keep my mind on what we need to do here, and I'm very thankful of all the support I've been receiving from across the continent, particularly the AOH, the Animal Law Society. And, you know, we're trying to determine what the course of action is here. We would like to get some temporary blockage in order to provide the information to the authorities here of what actually is taking place and the dangers that still exist for me and my family if we go back to any part of Ireland, not necessarily the north of Ireland. But, you know, the organization, the Loyalist paramilitary organization carried out this attack, they are on the list of, they are still on the list of terrorist organizations here in the United States. And quite clearly, if you look into them, they have carried out attacks not only in the north of Ireland, but also in the south of Ireland. So that's certainly a danger of them deported to any part of Ireland. And there, in recent days, we have seen articles that's come out in the paper that people such as myself, who are involved in these investigations, and talking about the Desmond De Silva report, and their lawyers have come under threat. So that's very concerning. And but the most important thing for me at this particular time is to try and find a way to prevent deportation. And I just hope that a private bill coming from congressional leaders that have been supporting me, or a Senate bill from Senator Menendez, will temporarily block deportation and allow me to gather this new and existing evidence to put towards the Department of Homeland Security, which would allow, hopefully, them to reinvestigate and they understand that there are still dangers there. My case is one of many that needs to be reviewed.
You know, many of your supporters, including obviously the national organization, the Ancient Order of Hibernians, are concerned, and rightly so, that because so many, this is an annual event, one where you and your family, you know, including your now 5-year-old, almost 5 years. How old is the laddie anyway?
He's four. He's four and a half.
Okay. And he's a U.S. citizen.
He is, yes.
Well, what?
5 years, grandchildren.
How many grandchildren?
5 grandchildren.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So each year there is somehow at the last minute an additional temporary reprieve. Where we have the problem here is that since the Irish community and many of your supporters, and you have indeed been a tremendous of tremendous support yourself to many of the organizations, there is a danger that this time people will say, ah, sure, he'll be all right. Well, the answer to that is, you're not going to be all right. And to that end, there is tremendous movement. And we will be speaking with Congressman Joe Crowley shortly on this program. But your appeal this time around is, and the thrust of it should be, this is different. This time is not just one more time. And the way things are going, without the support of the Irish community, 16 days from now, you could well be, if in fact the deportation order, if that stands, there'd be nothing further to talk about. I know that we are going to, but I think you should, again, directly ask your supporters and assure them that this time is very different and, you know.
Yes, this is certainly the real thing. There's no ambiguity here. For some unknown reason, I've been given a deportation order that's certainly going to take effect 16 days from now if no type of blockage or private bill is installed. You know, and we have to look at this in light of how far we have come and how far I've come, obviously, in the past 20 years in the United States and 28 years out of Ireland. I have been a strong component and supporter of the Good Friday Agreement. And I think that sometimes, you know, part of the problem here is the further we get away from the Good Friday Agreement, you know, people forget at the struggles that we had to engage in to bring that about. You know, Senator Mitchell here in the United States was a, you know, he was the key person over here that brought that all together to bring about a resemblance or some sort of peace between the communities back there. I have went out of my way on so many occasions to make sure that that Good Friday Agreement stays in existence. You know, my plight and my history goes back way beyond the Good Friday Agreement. You know, my involvement was 35 years ago. And if we look at what's been going on from that, you know, certainly it's taken a long time to get to this stage. But I've certainly proved the person, I've proved to the public here, I've proved to the country that I'm certainly a person who has established themselves and done the right thing in this country. And I'm unashamed of how I've went about my business here and been promoting the Good Friday Agreement. And I want your listeners to understand that this just doesn't affect me. This affects my son here in the country, who's 4 years of age. It affects my grandchildren. It affects my wider family group. And, you know, and also my employees that has worked for me for years in this country, as well as the new employees that I have, the new restaurant that I've opened up. So it all has an impact all around. And I think I've tried to do my best in this country, and I've been looked upon as that symbol, that person who came from the environment and grew up in the environment that I did, that has shown quite clearly that there is that possibility for change. My attitude completely towards any type of violence.
Yeah.
I've supported everyone who's tried to do the right thing here for people.
Malachy, I think that anybody who even knows anything about the troubles in Ireland, and particularly anybody who knows about your struggle to stay in the United States, the your appeal for has been back and forth for all of these years. The only thing that I think is left to say is this time is different. And for those who may think that this is one more struggle for Malachy McAllister to stay in the United States, actually, this struggle will either, you know, be rectified 16 days from now, or it will be all for naught. Obviously, we want to add to the huge effort now to get the word out to everybody that, look, the support for Maliki is unwavering, but it needs to be addressed now. On the plus side, you have Senator Menendez, you have Chuck Schumer from New York, you have your local congressman there, Bill Pascrell, who indeed has introduced again a private bill in Congress. You have Peter King. You obviously have Joe Crowley. You have many others. Who you don't have right now is what our listeners, what all of us in the Irish community can do. You can reach out to Congress and senators who maybe don't even know that your deportation order is there. And to that end, we'll take this up with Joe Crowley, Congressman Joe Crowley. Obviously, Maliki, we're with you, and we're in your corner, and hopefully this is going to work out. But rather than sit and wait and see how it works out, the strong appeal to the Irish-American community, this is the time that we're called upon to do something about it. Good luck to you, Maliki.
Thank you, Adrian. Thank you to all your listeners and supporters out there.
Okay. Maliki McAllister there, friends, who, again, is in a bit of a chochron. He indeed will be deported on the 25th of April if we don't do something about it. So here's a chance. Okay, what you can do, friends, is let me give you a website that will that may bring, in addition to all the other efforts, something positive. There's a website that says it's change.org. It has been, and from once you log on there, you will see that stop the deportation of Maliki McAllister. This is a website where you can get to share the petition with very little effort. Right now, only in the last couple of days, there are 1,500 supporters who have signed on to this. You don't have to be a whiz at your computer skills, but if you just again go to change.org and sign on to the Stop the Deportation of Maliki McAllister. If you share that petition, get on to your friends and have them do so as well. That plus the efforts of our very reliable friends, the ad hoc committee on Irish affairs, co-chaired by Joe Crowley, who will be joining us somewhere in this program. This is the real threat, and yes, we have on many occasions before friends called upon friends of Maliki McAllister, and but this time is different, and we need everybody to get on board.